Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 17th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Vice President Joyce Mjuru's reaction to ZANU-PF factionalism.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voanews.com. You can also find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
Well, she finds herself defending against both the media and her counterparts in the political process, you would simply say she has lost the game, she's lost the gamble. And to then say that the allegations are unfounded is in political terms necessarily showing that she's on the defensive and not on the offensive, and therefore has lost the game.
Already, we are public prosecuting in the
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about Vice President Joyce Mjuru's move to speak out on ZANU-PF factionalism ahead of the party's elective congress in December.
The Vice President has broken her silence, dismissing as malicious reports that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe.
Mrs. Mjuru says she has actually briefed her lawyers about the allegations. This comes at a time when First Lady Grace Mugabe today urged President Robert Mugabe to dismiss the Vice President after making the same allegations. The other faction is said to be led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. But the two of these kind of ZANU-PF leaders have not confirmed that they are leading those factions, Jonga.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga, so slang and a footing,
right? Hang up, you love. So,
Banjana, yeah, that would chug with yeah, so love like a Jonga, Jubazi, a spoke on what about Loguti, Uncosigas, Joyce Mjuru, Pumelet again. Ekhuluma lapha ngokuthi hayi khona ukukhulunywa ngabanye kubandla leZANU-PF akulunganga. So lapho ukhuluma ngokuthi abanye bathi kulobo ngilembani abenzayo, abanye baphinde futhi bekhulume ngokuthi ungani ngomuntu othatha imali lapha lalapha ayithathe abeseyisebenzisa akufunayo. So ke yena uthi hayi lokho ayisoqiniso. Ukhipha umbiko izolo uthi embikweni lo ophuma izolo ke ongani yena uyakusola futhi kakhulu yikuthi abantu bathi ufuna ukugenqula uPresident Robert Mugabe. So uthi hayi konke lokhu hayi asoqiniso. So ke uthi hayi yena akufunayo yikuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi usebenzele uhulumende njalo lokho kubandla leZANU-PF. Ye kunjalo mfowethu.
Ndizvo zvovateereri nyaya iripo iri mudariro iri kutaurwa nasawera wangu Gibbs Dube ndeyekuti amai Mujuru vakaona kuti nyaya yekunzi hanzi kunyarara kunokunda zvose. Dzimwe nguva mwana asingacheme anofera mubereko. Vakafunga kuti regai ndizivise divi rangu kuburikidza negwaro rinonzi rakaburiswa naivo nezuro. Vachiti aiwa, mhosva zhinji dzandiri kunzi ndiri kupomerwa idzi. Hapana chokwadi chiripo, vari kudziramba mhosva idzodzo. Vachiti ndasvitsa nyaya iyi kumagweta angu kuti atore matanho pamusoro penyaya yavari kupomerwa. Vakataura ivo nemazita, mapepanhau eHerald neSunday Mail. Vachiti ndo vanenge vari kutungamira munyaya dzekuti vange vachisvibiswa sekutaura kwavari kuita. Vachiti ivo vanokoshesa zvikuru bumbiro rebato ravo reZANU-PF nebumbiro renyika uye kuremekedza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakasarudzwa nevanhu kuti vanga vachishandira vanhu. Naiwo amai mujuru achiti ndakasarudzwa nevanhu kuti ndinge ndichishandira vanhu, saka ndichatevera zvido zvevanhu. Saka pane nyaya Gibbs.
Ya, lapa kungani kulokukhuluma sibo khona akuti sipale kancane ukuti uten court, I deny any and all the allegations of treason, corruption, incompetence and misuse of public office being routinely made against me in the Herald and the Sunday Mail newspapers. I've briefed my legal practitioners to take the necessary steps at law to restore my good reputation, political standing and dignity. I stand ready to defend myself before the party and in any court of law on any of the allegations made against me at any time in accordance with the laws of Zimbabwe. I think she's very clear here on exactly what she's saying. So ke kuna manje ke zulu kandaba uyakhuluma sibili Mrs. Mjuru kube ngithi unkosikazi Mjuru esithi hayi kona ukuvela abantu abakhulumayo yikuthi ayiganga ukuvela kukho kunye. So I think we are joined by our guest right now, Jonga. In London we've got Mr. Alex Makaisa, who is a former advisor of MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai, and Mr. Makaisa is also a political analyst. Mr. Makaisa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And in Bulawayo, we've got Mr. David Ndlovu, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mr. Jonga?
Magadi Vandlovu. Vandlovu, Magadi Linjani.
We are also.
Vamagaisa, Magadi.
Ndiripochose makadiko.
Aiwa, ndiri mupenyu zvikuru. Vana veZimbabwe nhasi vanotarisirawo kunzwa zvamunofunga nezvamuri kuona nezviri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF. Vamwe vari kuti nyaya dzacho dzanyanya dziri kubuda and dziri kuramba dzichingobuda dzichirova divi rimwe chete. Hanzi kaiva kare kainzi munhu wemurume haro wetsvimbo imwe chete, hanzi unorohwa mbiri kana nhatu. Kuzotiwo tisa. Ameno kuti tichanzwa kuti muri kuzviona sei Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we are joined by a third guest, and that is Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in London. Mr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Sibanda, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Good evening and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. We thought maybe you were in a drum, eh?
I have a Tennessee line here. I'm on a mountain.
Well, okay, good. So we'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Hey, Mr. Ndlovu, give us an update about exactly what is going on in the party right now. We see that Mrs. Mjuru has actually come out in the open and said all the allegations leveled against her are totally untrue. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Ndlovu.
Well, what I can say is that it's now here with against what other party members are saying. And for us, we're here to see what the outcome will be.
Mr. Magaisa, after issuing this statement, do you see Vice President Mujuru mending a reputation, as she is saying in the statement? Mr. Magaisa?
We had an avalanche from one side against her, and this has been covered mostly by the state media, and she hasn't responded to the allegations. So this is the first time that she's coming out and making a denial. So we can expect that we'll be hearing more. Whether or not she would be able to mend the reputation, I think that's a question to be judged by time and events. But it's important that she has come up and had a say on the matter, because I think people were wondering when she would speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Makaisa. Mr. Sibanda, give us your take about this issue.
I think that what is certainly telling is the fact that we are now almost clear about which one of the two factions in ZANU-PF is having an upper hand on this matter. It is clear now that the Mnangagwa faction is certainly more organized and not more savvy as compared to the Mujuru faction. And they've almost, in political terms, been outwitted, you know, all systems down. And I think that if you look at the reaction to what has been said and how the messages have been given out, it is certainly very weak. In my view, based on that alone, you would be able to say that it doesn't seem to me as though Mrs. Njuru has a lot more days in politics and in ZANU-PF unless she decides, which is my suggestion to her, if she would take it, unless she decides to, hang the boots and try to look for some accommodation within the Mnangagwa faction itself. That, to me, seems to be, at the moment, the only option available for her, unless she can pull out a new one, unless she still has some tricks that she hasn't been willing to share with us, which may be a useful political tactic.
Siyakweke Baba Ndlovu, ubona ngazani-ke kungaba nokubambana yini sokufika-ke iKhongolose, kumbe singathi-ke unkosikazi uMjuru uvele selahliwe, ngoba nxa sukhangela Baba Ndlovu, ungabona ama-structures ephathi ukuthi asebenjani, kukhanya ngazani abantu abaningi asebekhijiwe yilabo kade ngani becatshangelwa ukuthi basekela unkosikazi uMjuru. Akusitshele Baba Ndlovu ukuthi kungathiwani, ubona njani khonapho?
Ama-provinces akhipha abantu aningi izizathu zawo and thina ngize ngobulawayo izizathu lami ngiyazizwa, they are giving their own reasons as to why they are doing that. So ukuthi nathina kuzakuba njani, kumbe ngithi ngabaka abantu, but as far as I know ama-provinces anike izizathu zawo ezokuthi bamkhiphile, babakhiphile nabantu bonabo abakhiphile. So ngizenzakalo ezenzakalayo khona ngale kuma-provinces angikhona ngayo. So mina engingakudiscussa-ke ngokwangapha kobulawayo, ngoba mina ngokwakobulawayo.
Ye, khuluma ngokwakobulawayo sizwe sibili baba. Khuluma sibili, ukhululekile kakhulu. Qhubeka
Ndlovu. Ngokwakobulawayo? Ya. Well, anti i-vote of no confidence iphasini izolo against the chairman and five others, and today bahlangene i-44 ye-province. Now I understand now the counter move, the vote of no confidence against that, those who were in the meeting yesterday. So the outcome, I'm sure, what will happen. Well, I'm going to today there was a meeting, as far as I know, the province.
So what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that, these leaders that have been removed, it appears as if there were some reasons that were given by those people that are getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he says he cannot speak on behalf of the provinces. So he was saying in Bulawayo, there was a meeting today, that was organized by both sides, but they were not in the same meeting, I guess. So at the end of the day, it was a question of them expressing whatever they wanted to say. So, but I think there's something that is going on here.
I know. But what listeners are lacking is... Uh-huh. What's coming from those closed-door meetings.
That's right.
And when they come out, are we getting what exactly transpired from the meetings, or are we getting someone who is saying what he wanted or what he wants the public to know?
Let's hope Mr. Ndlovu will just give us some hints, So go ahead and take a caller.
Okay. Tine Mutereri Mkoma Samaita Varuku Zimbabwe. Makadi Mkoma Samaita.
Inofara makadini wo.
Takasimba, ii samaita mbizi erei?
Tagandura chaiyo.
Ndizvozvo, pindai muchirongwanya iri mudariro ndiyoyo. Tinonzwa kuti mai muJuru vane gwaro ravakanyora nezuro vachiramba mhosva dzavari kupomerwa. Asi sekunzwa kwamuri kuita vadare vedu, pane vamwe vari kuti tsamba yachoka hongu vakanyora asi haina udzamu kana uremu hwavanga vachitarisira kuti ingadai yakaitwa. Taurai pfungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, of course, ingava isina zvayo kudzamu, asi tinongoti mistake iri kutanga. Kana vakaramba vachipinda mukati, pamwe vachazodura zvakawanda. Tinongotarisira kuti ivo vazvimiriri vezvakasimba, asi kuti dambudziko riripo ndekuti vanhu vemuZANU-PF kazhinji vanoita sekuti makwara vose watanga ndio unoita sekuti une simba. Havana kuita sevamwe kuti vangadai votodoswa kuti hamai muJuru nechaonga chavanga vanacho ichi. Tingadai todotarisira kuti pamwe vachadoronga rimwe bato rakasimba zvikuru kudarika raMnangagwa, ndozisapoti vana kudarika Mnangagwa.
Saka imi munotenda here kuti hongu kune zvipoka zviri kutaurwa izvi muZANU-PF, nokuti mubato munorambwa kunzi hamuna zvipoka izvozvo, asi tinonzwa munhu mumwe chete achingopomerwa mhosva yekunzi ndiye ari kutungamira chikwata?
Right, hapana kutsika kunofungaira pasina moto, mwana mai. Vanhu vakatotanga vachakavanza, asi pari zvino jira ravanga vakafuka risipo vava pabani vose. se kamunangwa gwaye ndo inodonya kuvapa bani because iri kuputsa zvirongwa zvamaine juri kuma provinces ose zvo zvinodzidza kuti arimo nai mujuru kuda kana kuda kupepuka kuda kupepuka wezvozvi kuti vazvinyiririre.
Aiwa maita basa. Tinoimba kuti ruzhinji ruri kuteerera zvamuri kutaura nekutambira pfungwa dzenyu. Gibbs, what Mr. Samaita, a caller from Zimbabwe, is saying is I think this is a good step for Ms. Mujuru to start with. She can not just start out by attacking the other side, but what she has done is to clarify the situation. Maybe she has more to follow. We don't know, but this is a good step in the right direction from what he sees. Yeah.
So if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Vice President Joyce Mujuru's reaction to ZANU-PF factionalism. Mrs. Mujuru has dismissed allegations that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to topple President Robert Mugabe ahead of the party's National Congress. So now we'll go back to you, Mr. Makaisa. So you have heard here a caller saying a lot about what may be going on in the party. And people, like what Jonga is saying, people may not be sure of where the party is going. But at the end of the day, Mr. Makaisa, do you see any chances of the party splitting before the Congress?
Well, you know, the problem is that politics is a very selfish business. People look after themselves more than the collective. So what you have noticed, there's been a sustained assault on Mujuru for the past 4 or 5 weeks, in which time those who have tried to stand up and speak on his behalf, like Rubere Gumbo, have been shown the door. And the party provincial chairpersons who were aligned to her have also been shown the door. Jabulani Banda, who tried to speak on her behalf, has also been shown the door. So what you are going to notice is that it depends on how the people who are pro-Mujuru are going to react to the circumstances that are currently ongoing. If they stick by her, take a principled approach and stick by her, then, of course, you might say that she might be able to stand on her own 2 feet and perhaps learn something. But the reality in politics is that people grow cold feet and they choose the most comfortable position, the most comfortable corners. And the risk for Mujuru is that those who are backing her may now be gravitating towards what they see or what appears to be the winning side. And that would be a big problem. We have had that in 2008, before that election. Simba Makhoni, when he left ZANU-PF, there were those who were supposed to go with him. Eventually, they did not go. And he was left without a lot of support in terms of the big pillars from ZANU-PF. So this is a big risk that Mujuru faces, and that she may be left alone. Already, the other faction has systematically decimated the pillars, the supporting pillars, the provincial chairperson and other people, and that may leave her isolated. The question is, how are her friends going to react in the face of this onslaught?
Thank you, Mr. Magesa. And stay on the line, Gibbs. We have another caller, Mr. S. Garadi, Evariku, Zimbabwe. Mkoma Garadi, Magadi?
Tinofara Magadi, Mkoma.
Ndirumpe, nyumuridu, nuripiko?
Ndirumpe, chinoi.
Mashonaland West?
Mashonaland West, that's correct.
Tinonzwa uti iku wako kwaka vote of no confidence. Tudze uti kwaka mira seiku Mashonaland West.
Panyaya kumashonaland West ndinongo dzinoita muzano vanhu vezano havaite zvinhu zvinenge zvizvavo zvokufunga but vanotumwa kuti vaite zvinhu zvavanenge vasingade kuti vaite paishu iyi amai Mujuru handiona amai Mujuru vari munhu munhu anga achidiwa nevanhu sokuziva kwavanoita but nokuda kwokuti vari kuvatya vakuvanenedzera ishu enhengi inini ndangofarira kuti ndipinde paishu iyi nokuda kwekuda kutaura zvavari kuvapomera kuti mai Mujuru vane corruption. Mukada kuziva kwa corruption kuti yakamira sei muno muZimbabwe. Corruption inotangira kuna Mugabe ndikune corruption. Saka vazhinji vavari kunenera ava havati vane corruption. Because munhu wese kudai vaMugabe vanga vasine corruption. Otherwise vanhu vese vazhinji vese vari kunenedzera nyaya dzecorruption vangadai vakasungwa. Saka pavari kutsvaga issue nyaya dzekuda kupomera mai mujuru, but amai mujuru vari munhare tirini. But however, amai mujuru kana vakabva vakamira vega kuti vamira, ZANU-PF inotsemuka nepakati zvokuti havazombofa makainzwa futi.
Asi vagara dhimanzwa mumwe mudare wedu achitaura kuti amai mujuru vakada kutora nzira yekuti vabude mumusangano wezanu PF panongona kuti adambudziko serakaitika pakaumbwa bato remavambo vasimba makone vachibuda kuzanu PF vakavimbiswa nevamwe vari muzanu PF kuti enda tinokuteera asi hazvina kuzoitika. Amone pachita dambudziko rimwe chete iroro.
Andone pachita dambudziko iroro nokuti amai mujuru nana simba makoni zvakasiyana. Zvokuti amai mujuru she's most powerful person muzanu PF. Zvokuti zvavari kuita izvozvo vari kuona kuti amai mujuru vanosimba. Zvokuti vakangobhachete then we forget about the ZANU PF.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma Garadi. Gibbs, our caller is he thinks that Miss Mujuru, if she leaves ZANU PF, she can make a formidable opposition to ZANU PF that can even decimate ZANU PF. Some members, powerful people following her. And as one of our panelists said, this might also lead to a downfall, looking at what happened when Mawambo was formed. But Mr. Garadi is saying, no, that will not happen. She is stronger than Simba Makoni. We don't know. We have to hear from our panelists.
Let's hear from Mr. Spanda.
Yes.
Mr. Spanda, your reaction to that?
Yes, I'm here. I think that it is certainly not possible that Mrs. As a matter of fact, we are today is the 17th of November, and we are just over a month before the ZANU-PF Congress. Mai Mujuru has no time to recover from the position she is at, and because by the time they go into the Congress, there is a clear front runner and a clear underdog, right? Unless she's playing a serious underground game that we are not privy to. Given the facts that we're privy to, Mai Mujuru's game is done. They've beaten all systems out. They will beat her on war credentials because Mnangagwa has those war credentials. They will beat her on affirmative action on the basis of her being a woman because they brought Mrs. Mugabe into the game. They will beat her on her alliance, on claiming that she must be powerful based on association with a deceased husband, because actually the most powerful person you could ever be a spouse to is President Mugabe. So I don't see what claim she can make now, as it seems very clear that the other faction has been able to look at all her weaknesses and strengths and counteract them, and that her response has been very weak. But let me say one thing that people aren't realizing here. What has happened effectively is that Mugabe's ball game has been won, in the sense that it is now very unlikely that the party will continue to be split for as long as there is a clear front runner. Because as Magaisa has said, it is very true. Most of Mujuru supporters are now going to necessarily gravitate towards the winning side or shut up and wait to see what happens at the Congress. So Mugabe has won. It seems to me as though he's now going to be able to go to Congress with an almost unified party, in the sense that there's going to be general agreement on who's going to take over and so forth, and that fight is going to be gone, and perhaps save the country a civil war.
And Ms. Tindlov, there are calls from many quarters within ZANU-PF, including the War Veterans Association, calling for Ms. Mujuru to resign before the Congress. Today we saw a group of students that went to Mazowe Farm. They also called for the resignation of Ms. Mujuru. And as my brother Blessing Zulu would always say, that a fly that lacks advice follows the coffin into the grave. Is she not heeding the advice that all these quarters are saying?
What do you want to say? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm saying there's one thing which I want to say, which I had last contributors talking about, fun run and whatever.
Yes.
Now, when at Congress, apparently the president, We have already agreed that Arajim Bar is going to be the president of the party.
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem there. We have already agreed that my president will lead the Women's League. The rest, a president will appoint the deputy. So the question of someone contesting will not arise because the president will, will appoint the presidium. So the question of who is going to raise who is, will not arise.
So
now, with regards to what did you say?
No, I wanted to come back to you again on my question that so if you say the president is going to appoint whoever, it means that there is no need to call for a resignation before the Congress because already she is out of the race if the president doesn't want her.
Actually, it's up to the president to appoint who the vice president will be. It's up to the president.
So Mr. Ndlovu,
for the call
yes.
for you to resign, where I can say that individuals feel like we are a free country, individuals are free to say whatever they want to. And she may take or she may not take that advice, up to the vice president to take that one. For the reasons they are giving that, and she has given their reasons for not refusing, and they are giving their reasons for you to resign. So that is the issue.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. But before you go, so if the president, like what Mr. Chonga is saying, if the president is going to appoint vice presidents, there's absolutely no reason why people should be fighting. So the suspicion is that maybe before the Congress, the party is going to change some goalposts. Is that not the case? Is that not what she's sensing here?
It's not about changing goalposts. Mm-hmm. You know, there are certain things which people tend to say which are obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally have always wondered why people are saying certain things. Take, for instance, I want to give one example. The president of the party, constitutionally, mm-hmm. as the leader of the party, is, in terms of our constitution, represents the party in government, meaning that he is the presidential candidate in any government election. By the fact that he's president of the party, that's what the constitution says. But we find people nominating the president as the presidential candidate of God. When the constitution clearly states that he's already the leader of the party and the presidential candidate. So those are the sort of things that people, I normally say, why are they doing that? But they continue to do those things.
Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. Ndlovu, and stay on the line. We've got a caller on the line, Chonga,
mm-hmm.
and that is Dr. Chikwala. Dr. Chikwala, how are you? Dr. Chikwala, I guess? Chikwala. How are you, Dr. Chikwala?
Dr. Chikwala. Yes.
Yeah, can you give us your take on this issue? What do you think about the goings on in ZANU-PF and what the vice president said? Can you walk around a little bit, Dr. Chikwala? Can you walk around a little bit? We can't hear you.
You can hear me now.
Now we can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
I'm saying what the vice president is saying as of now, it's a positive note,
mm-hmm.
because she has been quiet for some time, and the problem is, once he has kept this seed of taxation...
Can you hold on a second? Just hold on a second, Dr. Chikwala. Dr. Chikwala, hold on a second. We'll come back to you. Don't leave. So to Dr. Makaisa and Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Kulego Spanda, please hang on there. We are going to come back to you. Wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Totuatere Rambai Muripo, Tinemi, Kwe Mangwe Ma Minutes, Gumi, Makumata, 30 Minutes.